voice of God. Barbara came in the kitchen in the morning, and boy, she had a hold of her throat. She said, "Now, Darren, I don't want to make a bad confession, but I have symptoms in my throat here like it's strep." Well, immediately I asked Holy Spirit, since I'm not a doctor, I'm not going to guess. I checked with the Lord, and he said, lying, two words, lying symptom. And I said that to her. I said, "You know, this isn't really strep. It's a lying symptom." And what did you do then, Barb, when I said that to you? Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
You were writing something. You know, I'm talking about the time just recently when you came in the kitchen in the morning and you had a hold of your throat and you said, "I don't want to make a bad confession here, but the symptoms are that I have strep throat."
Yes. And you said they're lying symptoms.
And what was
your
response?
So I had to take a few seconds and meditate on what you had just said and if I would believe it or not. And I chose to believe it. So...
Then we took communion, mm-hmm. and we trusted God for your healing. Now, you see, if we would have bought the lying symptom, well, then you would say, "Okay, how can I treat this medically?" Now, folks, I'm going to tell you something. When you hear it right from the Lord, you won't make mistakes like so many have. We have friends that have gone in for elective surgery because they have good insurance. They came out with a disaster on their hands. Now, what would happen if they would have just asked the Lord, "Do I really need this surgery? Should I go to surgery? Or should I just trust you to heal me? And, by the way, is the doctor's diagnosis accurate?" Now, you see, sometimes we try to make the doctor God. And a good doctor will say, wait a minute here. You know, I can diagnose and I can prescribe and I can do all these things, but I can't heal anybody. Now, a good doctor will tell you that. And some of them would say, "Listen, I'm not God. I can do what I'm trained to do, but, you know, I don't have all the answers and I don't have the final answer." That's a very skilled doctor and a very wise doctor that would say that. But sometimes people go off and they have elective surgeries. In fact, we just heard about one woman in Washington, D.C. that was rather high profile, and she had an elective surgery and she died on the operating table. Well, I'm telling you, Christians, we don't have to have that. And we need to just trust the Lord more. Well, we have some marvelous scriptures for you, and I want to give those to you. In Joel chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, it says, "Return to me with all your heart and with fasting, weeping, mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments." Now, I believe when it comes to rending your heart, you need to trust Holy Spirit to do this. Some would say, "Well, just tear out your heart and examine it." Well, really, the only one that can examine your heart is Holy Spirit. He is the one that has to do this. But what we're telling you is go from a word perspective, not from your emotions, not from what you think, not from what maybe your neighbor says or even what your family says. You need to be going by what God tells you. Now, in Isaiah 10:27, there's a scripture that says, "So it will be in that day that the burden will be removed from your shoulders and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be broken because of the anointing." Now, we often hear about the Antichrist. Well, Christ is the one with the anointing. So you need to, according to Mark 4:24, be careful what you listen to, because the word says, "By your standard of measure it shall be measured to you, and more shall be given to you besides." In the Amplified, this verse says, "Be careful what you're hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth, you will hear, and it will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides will be given to you who hear." Then Mark 4:23 says, "If a man has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, we all have ears to hear, but we're not all trained to hear it accurately and hear the truth. What I want to do for my own life and for our family and for our listeners is I want to hear it accurately. And I want to know that I'm hearing from God and not on the party line. See, one time I lived in the country and we had 8 other people on the party line. And sometimes there were other people listening in. And I've heard, this didn't ever happen to me, but I've heard that people even chipped in and put in their 2 cents worth on a party line. They weren't even invited to be a part of the conversation. Well, sometimes that happens to us. And I've had to say to some people, "You know, you're so confused that it's like all the radio stations are on at once and you're hearing all of them at the same time and you don't know which one to listen to." Sometimes we get advice like that. We get advice from this person, that person, somebody else. And they're all giving you various and sundry opinions, and they're all, and none of them match up. And you're saying, "I'm confused. I don't know what to do." Barbara, I really believe that's when we need to hear the voice of God, when there's so much confusion coming against us. And a lot of people have opinions, and their opinions are just that, just opinions, and they're not based on truth.
Well, that's why I think when you're talking about getting symbolic things in the spirit, Darren, we have to be talking to mature Christians here, because there are people that call themselves Christians that couldn't hear the voice of God if they wanted to because of sin in their life. And I believe when it says in Joel 2, 12 through 13, to rend your heart and not your garments, we must examine our hearts. I know you say it's Holy Spirit that really does the operation, but Darren, we have to open that door for Him. We have to be willing to say, Father God, clean out anything in my life where there's sin, where there's pride, where there's jealousy, where there's unforgiveness, because Father God, I know that without you coming in and cleaning up my house, I can't hear from you. You're not going to be speaking to a person that has no faith. You're not going to be speaking to a person that has forgiveness in their heart, because it says in Matthew 6 that if I don't forgive my fellow man, you're not going to be forgiving me. And if you don't forgive me, you won't be hearing. I can't be hearing you, and you're not going to be talking to me.
What you're saying is unforgiveness is a blockage.
Well, anything
really
that
is.
Keeps us from the Lord,
right,
Darren.
Exactly. Now, I would say this to you. Don't try to learn how to do these skills without a high word level. That's why Barb and I push you to get in the Word of God every day. You need to have a high word level if you're going to walk with the Lord. I mean, that just, you could almost reason that out and come to that conclusion. But what you're saying is very accurate, Barbara. Many times there are spiritual blockages there, and that's another reason why you need to hear the voice of God. You may go to the Lord and say, God, do I have some blockages in my heart? Am I really able to hear you?
Well, here in Matthew 10, verse 26, it says, as Jesus was talking to when they're going to go before unbelievers, don't fear them, for there's nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known. Now, that should be real peace for you, real assurance for you that God hears and answers my prayers, because Jesus is saying here everything's going to be revealed. And so you as a believer knows that even though you may not know the answer right now this moment, God is going to reveal it to you, because Jesus says it right here, that which is hidden is going to be revealed. So that which you don't understand right now this moment, God through Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you. And I remember, Darren, one of the first things I learned from you is God hears and answers my prayers. And as that becomes absolutely a foundational principle in your life, you're going to understand that as you pray, God's going to hear and answer you. Well, Darren, it goes on to say in verse 27, what I tell you in the darkness, now this is Jesus speaking, what I tell you in the darkness, what I tell you when you sleep, what I tell you when you're in bed, what I tell you when you're alone at night and there's no other distractions, what I tell you when I whisper in your ear, proclaim on the housetops. So, Darren, we know that God is going to come to us either in the darkness, or He's going to come to us as a still, small voice. We have got to be attuned and attentive to this whisper. And so many times we have the decibels at the highest we can get them in the natural. We got music blaring. We got the TV on. We got the kids yelling. We got the dogs barking. We've got to get along with God.
Well, and also, Barb, I'll say this, that God makes allowances for us when we're immature. But now, if you've been a Christian 15 years, I don't think that you can trust that God's just going to take care of you because you're immature. I believe you should be mature, and I believe God's going to hold you accountable for that. And when these marvelous things are available to us, we need to take advantage of that availability. And when the Holy Spirit is there to lead us into all truth, as it says in the book of John, we need to trust Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. But it's not just facts that you want. It's developing a relationship. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't trade anything for that relationship with Holy Spirit. Now, in Jude verse 20, it says, praying in the Spirit and building up your most holy faith. Well, part of that faith is, do I have faith in my walk with the Lord? Do I have faith in Barbara's walk with the Lord? The answer to that is yes. I really trust her walk with the Lord. I trust her word level, because she spent several years studying the Word, praying the Word. So if I can't get the Scripture, and you'll know this by listening to us on the air, I'll turn to Barb and I'll say, where is that? Well, many times, and I will say to her credit, most of the time she can find that scripture. Giving just a little bit, she can find.